This week on Morning Edition, we've been listening as the city of New Orleans tries to bring itself back to life. As of today, people are allowed to return to every neighborhood in the city except one. They're permitted to come to places like this street where I'm walking, where you can still see the signs of flooding. A boat rests in the median where water set it down. There's downed power lines here at my feet, along with downed trees. And across the street, a marquee left over from the crisis reads, "Help Us." Residents are expected only to visit here because countless homes are uninhabitable. And yesterday, Mayor Ray Nagin predicted that in the near future, New Orleans may only return to less than half its former size. Across this area, countless people are making decisions about their own futures, and it's easy to sense the changes underway by dropping in on a meeting of New Orleans area real estate agents. We found them outside town, in a suburb that is trying to reopen for business.
Wow. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
And it's getting it off the ground and getting everybody going.
At their weekly meeting in Metairie, about a dozen realtors are discussing the ins and outs of selling flood-damaged homes.
Let me tell you, I had a client that did not get that much water. He only got like 2-3 inches in his house. He goes and buys like 4 of these dehumidifiers.
Yeah, they're $200 a piece.
Oh, yeah. But I told him, I was like, for the $800 you spent on these dehumidifiers, you could have paid someone to rip out your sheetrock. You're going to end up doing it. No.
The realtors from a company called Keller Williams also trade rumors about the direction of the market.
Well, you know, Donald Trump has been buying up everything.
I know. I said, when I saw him talking about that, I was like, they ain't ever going to sell that. And then when I saw his name, I was like, oh, they'll sell that for twice what they were.
To get one perspective on the local economy, we spoke with a realtor outside. We stood for a while on a porch. We had a view of the grassy levee meant to hold back Lake Pontchartrain. Kelly Trail Zia is a longtime realtor with casual clothes and long blonde hair. She's back at work after a month as an evacuee.
A lot of people have lost their jobs, but on the flip side, a lot of people that haven't come back have created opportunities. If you drive up and down Veterans on West Esplanade, there are signs everywhere. Everybody's hiring. Everybody from coffee shops to appliance shops. I live right by Como's Furniture. I can hardly get through there because people are just buying refrigerators and couches just by the truckloads, and they're hiring, you know.
So how's the real estate market?
The real estate market, it's incredibly crazy. It's busy. We have tons of sellers, and we have tons of renters. The buyers have been slow to come. And those people that can't afford to buy, they've been having cash sales. That's people have been coming in. Yeah, I'll pay $30,000 more for your house. Here's my cash.
You said the buyers have been slow in coming,
mm-hmm.
but the prices are going up.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make sense?
Well, all these sellers that have their house and their houses are high and dry, they think they're sitting on a gold mine. And so they're jacking up their prices because they know people are going to need places to live.
It sounds like you don't think, actually, that people who want to sell are going to make such a huge profit. They might make some.
Correct. I do not believe that people are going to be walking away for anything more, you know, at the most, maybe 20% of what their property value was pre-Katrina.
20% over the property value.
20% over the pre-Katrina appraised price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are people conscious of whether it's at sea level, below sea level, above sea level?
I don't believe so. I think people are more conscious of what streets flood. In Metairie, we may have street A that doesn't flood, but street B does. You know, I don't want to be on Foch's or Harris because that street's always going to flood, as to where everybody can say, oh, my block on Nursery never floods.
In this market, who's getting shafted?
In this market, well, you have to have money to buy and to rent. There are many people who don't have anything in the bank except what FEMA has given them and the food stamps and the Red Cross trucks that have been out there and the Goodwill clothes that they've gotten. So, got to have money to buy and move.
Like so many people in this area, Kelly Trail Zia has trouble keeping her distance from the business right now. The realtors at this meeting include a man whose house burned down after the hurricane. His family can't afford to buy and can't find any place to rent.
I haven't heard from FEMA to let me know if they got a trailer for me or anything like that. And we're living out of a 10x15, literally, living out of a 10x15 room. We're living out of plastic bags, Walmart bags, and things like that.
And realtor Kelly Trail Zia has found herself with a grim responsibility. She's selling the homes of old friends who've decided they've had enough of New Orleans.
Hey, Christy, it's Kelly. Give me a call when you land. I wanted to see when we could go by your house and check it out. Hope to talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
On this day, she's waiting on one of those friends to come back for the first time since fleeing the storm.
I don't think she's seen her house since the storm.
Oh,
I have.
What's it look like?
The roof is down to the plywood, and it caved in. The roof is caved in on the baby's room, so the baby's crib is all full of roof and insulation. It looks like a bomb went off in the house. It's just tough to go in your baby's room and see insulation in the crib.
Even though the crib was empty at the time, Kelly Trailzia suspects that news of that child's ruined room added to the dismay that nudged Christy Villalobos and her husband toward a decision. They're moving permanently to Indiana, the state where they've been staying. They've come back today with their 14-month-old son to start wrapping up their affairs. And realtor Kelly Trailzia meets them at a Cuban restaurant where they stop for lunch. Once the house is repaired, Christy Villalobos may be able to sell it for about $300,000, likely enough to buy a nicer place in the cheaper Midwestern market. She'll have to leave behind the place where she was born and raised.
This is the place where I thought my son would grow up, with the culture that we grew up with the food that we grew up with my family that is now dispersed all over the country. My son's probably never going to see either of his great-grandmothers again. He's not going to see any of his cousins. He's not going to see the people who we saw every day. You know, I had him already. I picked out the school he was going to go to when he was five already, which is underwater now, and it's no longer there, you know.
The Villalobos settle in at a restaurant that was one of their favorites. It's serving only a limited menu in these days after the storm, but they are able to get Cuban steak and plantains. They relax a little while. They don't seem to be in any rush to go see their house, to look over what remains of their old life.
Okay, babes. I'll see you later tonight. Good luck with everything. Bye, Hiro, sweetie.
Bye. Hi, Connor.
Say bye.
We'll be out.
Yep.
I hope so.
And you can find complete NPR coverage of Hurricane Katrina at our website, npr.org.